We now have a guest joining us in studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
And could you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Eija-Riitta Niinikoski, and I come from Finland.
Okay.
This is my, I don't know how many times I've been to America, but my first time to America was 40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So, and to come to the summer services has been my dream also for a long time, because the previous time was 10 years ago in Toronto.
Okay, and it probably looked a lot different than it does
it
now.
It did.
Because in the past, and still in some localities, we have like actual schools or whatever that have been the placeholder for services. But now when they're here in Minnesota, it looks a little different. So can you share what drew you to come to the summer services here?
Well, one thing to come was, of course, to see people here.
Yeah.
I used to work at the Jämsä opisto for a while as a vice principal. So there are many people who have been there as students, and their families. I got to know some of them. And then I've been involved in different voluntary work duties at summer services, opisto services in Finland. So I've gotten to know many people, and it was so nice to come here to see them.
So what has been your experience here at these services? And especially like since you haven't been at summer services, you said, for 10 years, like how is it different?
It is totally different. The whole service side is so nice here, and I can imagine how well it serves the Zion here. And you have built here such a nice place, and and I heard that every second year you have services here, and different congregations host them.
Yes.
And everything is working out so well.
Yeah. So from your perspective, it seems to be running seamlessly.
Yeah, it's easy to be the guest.
Yeah, that's great.
I don't need to worry about anything.
Yeah.
But thinking about the services itself, I've enjoyed the fellowship. I've had so many nice discussions, so many nice encounters there. And then just to sit and listen, that has been a blessing.
Yes.
And to sit and sing together, it has been very meaningful.
Yeah.
And thinking of the Thursday services, someone said in the sermon that there's a prayer that God, Jesus, who says that I'm the bread of life, that here during the services, this bread of life would be being able to, the people would be able to share it in such a small pieces that those crumbles would be feeding everyone's and nourishing everyone's life of faith. And that has really happened,
I
think.
I would agree with you. And our main purpose for being here, of course, is to be listening to God's word, to provide that food. But I agree, the fellowship is also just as nourishing for the heart, too.
It is, because even though you might be at first discussing some just, hi, how are you, and what has happened in your life, but then very, very many, in very many discussions, you go deeper.
Yeah. The encounters become even more meaningful. So I know something about you, because we met over Zoom back in 2021. So I know that you have been involved in the Kesäsaara Radio in Finland, or the Suvisaara Radio. And how did you first become involved with that work?
Well, maybe I have to go a bit earlier, because since 1980s, I've been involved in different voluntary work positions for the communications of summer services in Finland and opisto services. And that led me to the broadcasting also. And I think that was summer services 2002 when I happened to meet Susanna Pöyhtäri, a friend of mine since my childhood. Our families were friends. And Susanna's father was one of those, we call him sometimes the grand old man of the broadcasting of summer services. His hobby was worldwide radio. And that then he thought that it would be so nice to share the message that we have somehow. And that got into what has now become this worldwide broadcasting. And those summer services 2002, I asked Susanna that would there be something that I could be doing for the radio? Mm-hmm. And she said, of course, and welcome. Mm-hmm. And, and she invited me and asked to serve as making some programs for the 2003 summer services.
Okay.
And since that, I've been involved in different positions.
Okay. So you first started out by like creating content to be played on the radio.
Yeah.
It's, and am I correct that was this year the 100th year of the Suicide Radio or some kind of celebration?
120 years of summer services.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's what it was, of summer service itself. Okay. Somehow I got that message mixed up.
Yeah, the radio has been there somehow about 30 years or something. I can't remember the exact.
That makes more sense. How has your involvement changed over the years, being involved with the Summer Services Radio in Finland? And from like from those early days to now when we have worldwide broadcast, because I know like Sweden and Norway have their broadcast during Swedish Summer Services. You know, the Summer Service Radio in Finland continues, and now our broadcast. So it's like a worldwide broadcast. How has that evolved for you? Because I know you're still involved.
Well, it has changed. Like, there have been different things that I've been doing throughout the years, making content.
Mm-hmm.
Then sometimes, some years, I've been kind of like a team leader for people who have been making content for programs, edited programs for what we tell about our faith and how we live our life and what are our values and and something about the service mottos or and so on. And then I've been coaching some people also. We have developed this way to have camps for those who work for the broadcasting for the Kesäseura Radio. And it has been easy to ask people to join because you can tell that we provide help.
Yes.
Because you don't need to know everything.
Yes.
We do as volunteers. There are only few who have broadcasting background professionally or media background or something.
Yes. Yeah.
So, and I think that is very important that people feel that they will get support and you are not alone. You are never left alone.
Exactly. And that's exactly how it is here too, that we have a team that is willing to support and guide through all through the whole process for anybody that's willing.
And at first in Finland, we had the Suviseura Radio, like only during the service days. And then Opisto services were included. And then I remember when one of the general secretaries of SRK said that you need to start earlier and earlier and earlier the broadcasting because there are so many people at home who want to be listening.
Okay.
And then we were like saying that, oh, let's see, and how do we do that? And then came the time when the permission to broadcast said that if you have for these days, you have to have something online 24/7 during the whole period.
Okay.
And that was kind of like the reason why we then started planning the whole,
like the whole month. Yeah. And that might be something that our listeners don't know for ours, because we just are broadcasting at winter services and summer services, but in Finland, they broadcast for the whole month of July, right?
Yeah, from summer services to end of the last of the services.
Yeah, so somewhat into August too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And when you're talking about like the development, I had the opportunity in October of this year, of 2025, to attend the communications course at Reisjärvi Opisto with Matt Karenin and Laura Piernes. And it was amazing to see how the process is done there and how we are doing the same things. We've been guided in the beginning, but it's fascinating to see that some of the same topics were discussed, some of the topics we've discussed you know, as a team. But one of the things we really took away from that is the way that the themes and things are planned prior to that communications course. So we kind of did the same thing this year, where we had a broadcast workshop for the first time with all the people involved. And we talked about the 2027 operating plan theme. And then that's kind of been guiding the programming and different things. So it's nice to be able to collaborate with people that have been doing it for a while.
I think that is important because it's the same message we want to have people to be able to listen to. And the main content of the summer service radio in Finland, Kesäseura Radio, and your broadcasting is the sermons.
Exactly.
And the congregations 100%. And singing. Mm-hmm. That's the main content. Mm-hmm. And all the other content supports that. Mm-hmm. And maybe helps someone who happens to listen to this radio to understand even deeply what is said and mm-hmm. what that means. Mm-hmm. So I see these the content providing as a tool mm-hmm. for this work of God's kingdom.
Yeah, yes. And as I mentioned before, that I met you in 2021 via Zoom because you were giving a training to, I think at the time there were six of us hosts for the broadcast here. And so I know that you were also involved a little bit in the initial startup of how our broadcast went. So can you share a little bit about what you did or and who you worked with or the kinds of things that you did together?
That was the COVID time in 2020.
Yeah.
And I was the head of the communicational committee of Reisjärvi Summer Services that we were planning.
Okay.
And as a chair there, we had been working, and then came COVID, and we said there was the rule that we were not able to organize those services.
Yeah.
And then we had to think about how do we do that whole thing online. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I can't remember exactly, was it Matt Keranen or someone who contacted me and asked that, hey, Arita, could you please help?
Okay.
And give some presentations online and tell what you know. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not the professional. I'm just one volunteer worker here. And then they said that just tell what you know. And of course, we had been educated also in many ways. And then I started collecting from all my notes and all the material that we had for camps and so on. Yeah. And put together some presentations, and Olli was there, one of those contact persons with whom I designed those, and Serena Gildner also, and in math. And then I, of course, when I had my presentations draft ready, I sent to some Finnish volunteers or the ones that I knew mm-hmm. that, would you please check this if this makes sense? And and I remember giving those people who attended something to work to get, like, beforehand, and then...
Yes, I actually remember that. I think you sent a message telling us to record ourselves just talking about something random. And I think if I recall, I was sitting in my car. It was at night. And I just was like, oh, I should get this done. And so I don't even remember what I talked about. But I just remember I thought it was kind of interesting that we just recorded something random. And then you sent feedback.
Yeah, because that is so important when you do this, if you host or if you make content, that you are familiar with your own voice.
That is, listening
to your own voice.
Yes, I understand.
Because there might be a little press hole there.
Absolutely. Yeah. But, absolutely.
I was so impressed how everyone was so involved and so willing to serve and give their time. I think, like, it is so meaningful that we find people who want to donate their time for the work of the kingdom of God.
Yes. Yes.
And
absolutely.
And I think that by joining, when someone asks you to do something, mm-hmm. even with the broadcasting, audio things, photographing, helping in the kitchen, whatever the task is, that is a call to serve. And the I think the time is given. That is God's blessing, I have thought. That because everyone has so much in their times, but when they promise, somehow the time will be found.
Exactly. So, and so kind of along those lines, because you were talking about how the work is important. So why do you feel that, like, the Summer Service Radio in Finland and our broadcast, or the, like the one from Swedish Summer Services, why do you think that those are important parts of summer services today?
We were sent to tell about the peace that can be found in the gospel, in the forgiveness of sins. And by this way, we can serve people that we don't even know, and but whom God wants to find the kingdom. And we can also serve those who are not able to come to services, but they long to be there. And a memory comes to my mind from the early years of Kesäseura Radio in Finland. Like someone told that her grandmother was so tired after the services, not even being there, because she didn't have any time to take a nap during the day, because she was listening to, from the early morning to the late the night. And
I've had that same experience, actually, where an elderly woman who was in her 90s told me, she was thanking me for working on the broadcast, and she said, and I was just so in tune to what was happening, it was hard to go to bed. I had to stay up late and listen to the youth discussion. So,
and we never know that. Like, we have heard stories in Finland how someone has been driving somewhere just trying to find something to listen to and found the Kesäseura Radio broadcast and then wanted to come to summer services and and found the faith. That is something that is, I think it's very important.
And I think that our service motto kind of correlates with what you've just been talking about. What does it, what does our service motto mean to you personally?
What we have seen and heard, we have to tell. And that is something that all believers can do, whether you are young or old, what kind of position you have in your life, you can always tell. And I think that the most important that we can give each other is the time and the message of forgiveness of sins. And I think this is something that the service motto tells.
Yes, absolutely. As we're wrapping up our little conversation here, are there any greetings that you want to send to someone who may be listening? Or I know that some a couple of our days are broadcast through the radio in Finland. So is there anybody that you can think of that you'd like to send a greeting to?
There are so many. Anyone who is listening, I'd like to say that you did well that you choose this broadcast to listen to. And I would like to say all who have been working here as volunteers in different duties, thank you for your time and thank you for your work. God will bless you.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and I'd like to thank you personally too, with when you described the work that you did in helping in 2020 to get this kind of get the ball rolling, as we say in English. So thank you for helping us with that, because now we are in a it has expanded so much, and God has blessed it. So thank you for your contribution to that.
Thank you. And I think that for some reason I was asked to do that, and that has been a blessing for me too.
Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of your time here in the U.S.
Thanks.